I will praise Blog thee for everlasting, everlasting. I will praise him for everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him for everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him for everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Any Yoruba to be line line. Eli like to be line line. Any Yoruba to be line. I will praise him for everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him for everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting, and you do what it is like, it is like, it is like, and you do what it is like, it is like. I will praise him for everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him for everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. From everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. And you know what it is like. It is like, it is like. And you know what it is like. It is like, it is like. I will praise him from everlasting. Everlasting, oh everlasting, I will praise him from everlasting. Everlasting, oh everlasting, and you know what it is like. It is like, it is like, and you know what it is like. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting. And you know what it is like. It is like, it is like, and you know what it is like. I will praise him forever, forever, forever. I will praise him forever, forever, forever. I will praise him for everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. And you know what it is like, it is like, it is like. And you know what it is like. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. And you know what it is like, it is like, it is like. And you know what it is like. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him forever, forever, forever. I will praise him forever, forever, forever. I will praise him forever. ever, forever. And you do love it, and you do love it, I will praise him for everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting, I will praise him. I will praise him from everlasting. From everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting. Then you knew what it is like. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting. Everlasting to everlasting, I will praise him. From everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. Worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords. You are worthy. Worthy, you are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you, Jesus. You are Jesus. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are Jesus. Jesus, you are Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords. I worship you. Savior, you are Savior. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are Jesus. Jesus, you are Jesus. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Let I live in water, flow by my soul. Let that Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation. God has troubled my mind, all my cares and burdens. Unto you I roam. Jesus, 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 Spirit, Spirit, let the Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens unto you I roll. Hallelujah. Jesus, let's sing to the Father, 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 let's sing to the Spirit, Spirit, Spirit. Blessed Holy Spirit, come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens unto you I roll. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Father, Father, Savior, Savior, Jesus, Jesus. Let that Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens unto him I roll. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Savior, 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 let's sing to Jesus, Jesus, side, Holy Spirit, come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burdens unto Him I bring. Jesus. Let's sing to the Father, 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 Father. Let's sing to the Spirit. 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 Let's sing to Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Blessed Holy Spirit, come and take control. Of every situation that has troubled my mind, all my cares and burdens unto You I roll. Jesus, blessed Holy Spirit, come and take of every situation all my cares and burdens unto Him my room. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Worthy, You are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, You are worthy, worthy, You are worthy. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship You. Jesus. You are Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords. You are Jesus. Jesus, You are Jesus. King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Savior, you are Savior. King of kings, Lord of lords, you are Savior. Jesus, you are Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Let our living water flow over my soul. Blessed Holy Spirit, come and take control of every situation that troubles my mind, all my cares and burdens. Unto you I roll, hallelujah. Jesus, Father,
we glorify your name. We worship
you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you for who you are. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you for who you are. We worship you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you. For who you are. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say glory. The Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. He's coming back again, my Lord, he's coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again, Jesus is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again. He's coming back again, our Lord, he's coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again, Jesus, he's coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again, he's coming back again. Our Lord is coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again, Jesus is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Coming back again. He's coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. It's coming back again, our Lord, it's coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah, it's coming back again. It's coming back again, Jesus, it's coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again, Jesus is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. He's coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again. He's coming back again, Jesus is coming back again. He went away and promised that he's coming back again. He's coming back again. My Lord is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah. He's coming back again. Jesus is coming back again. Coming back again. The way I promised, he's coming back again. He's coming back again, our Lord is coming back again. Oh, glory, hallelujah, he's coming back again. Worthy, you are worthy, King of kings, Lord of lords, you are worthy, Jesus. You are Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords, I worship you. Let thy living water flow over my soul. Blessed Holy Spirit, come and take control of every situation that has troubled my mind. All my cares and burden unto you I row. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Let us sing to the Father. Father, let us sing to Jesus, blood of Jesus, name of Jesus. Let God arise and our enemies be scattered. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministry of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all the way from Lamham, Maryland. This is Archbishop Stephen John Biokuru coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Thank you, Jesus. We give God glory. It's been so much snow over here, storms and rains and so on and so forth. Some people don't even have light and so on. But God is with us, And we're going to be able to do what God wants us to do today. And we ask that the Holy Spirit will bless this program today. As many that are joining us from Facebook, Twitter, link, all over the world, you are welcome. God bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for joining this program. In the name of Jesus, I tell you, God is going to minister to everyone today by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, thank you, Lord. Our topic today is, war is not a blessing in any ramification. Fighting and wars and bombing, they are not a blessing at all. Even though the scriptures have already said in Matthew's Gospel 24, it says there shall be wars and rumors of war. And even in the days of Abraham, the days of David, there were wars in the Bible. And then there was war in heaven, according to the book of Revelation, chapter 11 and 12. But those wars were a little different from what we have now. More of the wars then were about liberty and freedom, opposing evil, opposing oppression. But most of the fightings we have today are for selfish reasons, for greed, and for selfish reasons. And by the grace of God, we're going to come against that spirit. These are blood-sucking demons. You know, John 10:10, he said the thief, that Satan, came to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. He came to give us peace. But if you look at the world today, people don't want peace. They want trouble. They want problems. And when you see problems, you can't even handle them. You know? So we rather choose peace. Oh, yes, I got peace like a river. I got peace like a river. I got peace like a river in my soul. I got joy like a river. I got joy like a river. I got joy like a river in my soul. I got peace like an ocean. I got peace like an ocean. I got peace like an ocean in my soul. I got peace like an ocean, I got peace like an ocean, I got peace like an ocean in my soul. I got peace like a river, I got peace like a river, I got peace like a river in my soul. I got peace like a river, I got peace like a river. I got peace like a river in my soul. Jesus said, peace be still. And there was peace because he's the owner of peace, he's the Prince of Peace, and the Lord of Lords, the Everlasting Father. Our text is taken from the book of James chapter 4 from verses 1 to 8. James chapter 4 from verses 1 to 8. James, the man with wisdom, the pastor of the church in Jerusalem, wrote about the reasons for fighting in James chapter 4 from verses 1 to 8. He said, yet fight and war. From whence cometh wars and fighting? From whence cometh wars and fighting and destruction of lives and property and all these things that are going on? From where do they come from? And then he spells out the source of those things. Ye acts and acts amiss. You are fighting for selfish reasons and for selfish purposes, for greed. And that's why there's so much fighting and wars and conflicts and confrontations. But we pray against that spirit in the name of Jesus. We don't want to see bloodshed everywhere, people dying and killing. The coronavirus is even another form of war. We are fighting that one. We haven't finished. And all of a sudden, China is trying to bring out the Third World War, and then Russia on the other side trying to bring out the Third World War. We don't need those wars. We don't need any more wars, because wars have to do with killing and destructions of life and property. So it's Satan who came to destroy. It is the devil that came to steal, to kill, to destroy. Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. Why will you like war? Why will you prefer war? Why will you go to war? See, it's for selfish reasons and greed. You fight and fight. You ask amiss. You are not getting it because you are not asking. And when you ask for a selfish reason. You know, one person alone wants to own everything. One person alone wants to have everything. You know, dictatorship. These are the causes of the world. I'm bigger than you. I'm greater than you. I want you to come under me. I'm your leader. And, you know, it's oppression. This is depression. This is oppression. And the Bible calls it wickedness. It says there is no peace for the wicked. That's what the one God says. There is no peace for the wicked, because the wicked, they are always drumming for wars and fighting and killings and destruction of lives and property. God didn't send you to fight wars. Exodus chapter 20, verse 13 says, "Thou shalt not kill." God didn't want you to kill. That's why the laws of God in Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, God said, "Thou shalt not kill." Why will you kill? You don't have to kill. Even Jesus, when he was on earth, he refused to kill anybody. Jesus never killed nobody. Even when Peter was trying to strike back, and he cut off the ears of those who came to arrest Jesus at the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus put the ear back. Say, "No, he that killed by the sword shall also die by the sword." Why will you kill? You don't have to. You know, there's so much selfishness and greed all over the world right now, and all these things are gendering strife and arrogance and selfishness and greed. One person alone wants to have everything. God is not like that. God is not mocked. Whatever seed a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Why will you sow the seed of wars and fighting? There is a way that seems right unto you, but the end thereof is the way of destruction. So you, it is okay to fight and kill and destroy life and property. But that's not the will of God. God didn't create you to go around, you know, bombing and shooting and throwing missiles, sending innocent people to go and fight wars that they didn't create. You know, innocent soldiers, innocent men and women, innocent military, innocent Air Force and Navy and the Marine will now be sent out there to go and die. Die for nothing's sake. Die for what? Die for who? You know, this is not God. God is the God of peace. You know, he is the Prince of Peace. So we want to come against that spirit in the name of Jesus. We bind that spirit, the blood-sucking demon. The spirit of wars and fighting and killing and destruction, we bind them from our nations. We bind them from all over the world. We bind them in the name of Jesus. We rebuke them. We pull down the strongholds of darkness, the forces of evil that are going about seeking whom to devour. We rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against Satan and all his demons going about, seeking whom to devour. They, Lord, rebuke all of you, spirits of bloodshed and war hungry demons. We bind all of you in the name of Jesus. We curse you. We rebuke you. We pull down your strongholds. We render you impotent. By the blood of Jesus, you shall not prevail. Yes, there must be peace on earth. Jesus said, peace be still. Jesus is saying to the whole world today, peace be still. Yes, he's the Prince of Peace. He's the Prince of Peace. Jesus said, peace be still. When he was born, the angel came and announced, he said, peace on earth, goodwill to all men. The blessed are the peacemakers, for theirs is the kingdom of God. God is not the author of wars and fighting and killing. Even the war in heaven is Satan that initiated it. The archangel Lucifer transformed himself to become Satan, and he started rebellion against the Almighty God. And that was how the war started in heaven. It was not God who initiated wars. There was war in heaven. The angel Michael was assigned to dethrone Satan and all his group and send them away from heaven. And they came into this world and continued their confusion and all the things they did. But thank God, Jesus has given us victory. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are in trouble. Our Lord in our life today. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are defeated. Our Lord in our life today. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are in more trouble. Our Lord in our life today. Hallelujah, Jesus conquered the world. Hallelujah, Satan, you are in trouble. Our Lord in our life today. You want to sell your equipment. You want to sell your war equipment. Don't initiate war. Please, don't do that. You manufacture war equipment, you manufacture armored tanks, you produce war equipment and jet bombers and bombers and you do submarine. That's your business. You produce those things. So you want to sell them. And that's why you are initiating war. That is why you are drumming for war. That is why you are dragging people into war. God asked me to tell you to stop. Yes, all those nations and their presidents that are trying to initiate war, dragging the whole world into war and causing confusion. God asked me to tell you all to stop fighting, stop killing, stop all those war arrangements you are doing. You got to stop. You got to make peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Yes, make peace with your neighbor. Make peace with everybody. War has never been a blessing to anybody. War is destruction of lives and property. War is fighting and killing and shooting and bombing, missiles. God did not call us to war. God is not crazy to fight wars. The whole purpose of man on earth is to serve God and to keep his commandments. That's what God created you for. God created you to serve him, to worship him, to love him. God didn't create you to go around fighting wars and bombing and shooting and killing. And that's not the vision of God. You need to repent. Thou shalt not kill. That's the law of God in Exodus chapter 20, verse 13. God said, thou shalt not kill. He that killed by the sword shall also die by the sword. You are killing by the sword. You remember, you are going to also die by the sword. So you got to come out of that spirit. That is not the spirit of God. The Spirit of God is the spirit of peace and love and joy and unity and oneness and singleness of heart. In heaven, you are not going there to fight wars. Why will you start it now? No? And all those nations who want to conquer other people's nations, from nowhere, you want to take somebody else's country, you want to take over other nations. God didn't send you to do that. And Saddam Hussein was trying to take over Kuwait, and that's how the Gulf War started. And then Saddam Hussein ended very badly. You know, he died by electrocution. Is that what you want to do? You know, Osama bin Laden came and was bombing, and then he was shot dead. And that's how he ended his life. No, Mama Gaddafi, he ordered the killing, the bombing of the Pan Am airline. No, Mama Gaddafi of Libya, he ordered the bombing of the Pan Am airline, killing over 100 people on board. And President Ronald Reagan was in power then, and he came against him. He sent bombers to Libya, bombed his houses, killed his son. He escaped. But the day God shot him to death, that was how Muammar Gaddafi died. The people who look for war, that's how they end their life. Adolf Hitler initiated the Second World War. And his aim was to rule the whole world. Adolf Hitler said, "If I will not rule the world, I will destroy it." Those are the words of Adolf Hitler of Germany. He said, if I will not rule the whole world, then I will destroy the whole world. That's what he said. And why will you rule the whole world? God did not create you to rule the whole world. Who asked you to go and rule the whole world? No? And he said he was going to destroy the world. He killed all the Israelites, over 1 million Jews, gassed them to death. And he initiated the Second World War. Millions of people died. And how did he end? He too committed suicide. And then the Bible says, "Cursed is everyone who committed suicide." Anyone who died by suicide is cursed. That's what the word of God says. So he left this earth with a curse. See? So war is not a blessing. It does not bring good to anybody. I remember the Nigerian Civil War in the 1950s and early 70s in Nigeria, where I came from, the Biafra War. It was not a blessing. People died, people were being killed left and right. You know, shooting and bombing and killing and destruction of life and property. You know, many families are here to recover from all those things. You know, so fighting wars, that's not what we need right now. And you look at the news, it's filled with war. They are trying to talk about a third world war. We don't need it. God didn't bring it. We don't need it. You know, want to go and occupy other people's country. That's not your country. Taiwan is not your country. Taiwan belongs to the Taiwanese. And then Ukraine belongs to the people of Ukraine. Why will you go to Ukraine and try to occupy it? You say it's your home. That's not your country. The Ukraine belongs to the people of Ukraine. So these are selfish motives. You know, these are greed. And greed. And the Bible in James chapter 4, verses 1 to 8, say, "Ye fight and war because you are greedy, you are selfish, you want everything for yourself." That's the spirit of the devil, Satan. And all those forces, God is going to crush those powers. They're not going to lead us. The devil can't lead us in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the Lord of Love. He's the Everlasting Father. the Prince of Peace. Jesus is the ruler of the whole world. He got the whole world. Anytime he got the whole wide world. In his hands, God has the whole world in his hands. And he brought us peace. Peace and joy and love. Jesus came to give us peace. Jesus said, I give unto you peace, not as the world giveth, but I give you peace. And you look at the world today, you begin to wonder, are these people ready to receive the peace that Jesus gave up? You know, the drumming for wars, they're trying to initiate wars and fightings and killings. You know, God did not send you to do that. You need to repent. You need to repent of those attitudes. You know, God did not send you to fight wars. Wars are not a blessing. I was just talking about the Nigerian Civil War. I was a little boy then, and we ran into the bush because the soldiers were everywhere. They're going to be bombing and shooting and killing. So people ran into the bush, ran into the woods, ran into forest to go and hide. And a lot of people died. It didn't move us forward. It's not that didn't move Nigeria forward. You know, peace is what we need. We don't need wars and fightings. Those are for selfish reasons. And as I look at the whole world today, I see that some people, as soon as they get money, they become rich. The next thing is to organize for war. I see this phenomenon all the time. As soon as some people are rich, they want to go to war. They want to go and fight war. They go and employ soldiers and military and so on, buy equipment and wars, and they start to mobilize people to the war front. That is not the reason why you are rich. When you are rich, you are to help the poor and the needy, to minister to the hungry and the poor and feed the hungry and help people who are in need. You know, God didn't bless you to go and buy tanks and armored cars and jet bombers and jet fighters, and then you start threatening people. You want to take over other people's country. You want to go and occupy other people's country. You know, you don't have to do that. We need to repent. God sent us to talk to the whole world. You need to repent. Christians all over the world, please. Want you to pray against this spirit of war and fighting and shedding of blood. Innocent people are now being recruited. Innocent men and women are being recruited to go to war and fight and kill themselves. And so many of them die for just no reason. You know, God didn't send you to do that. So Christians all over the world, we are appealing to you to pray against this spirit. You got to talk against it, rebuke that spirit, whatever we can do to stop that spirit. It's not the spirit of God. The devil, John 10:10, Satan came to steal, to kill, to destroy, but Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. So when you see anybody drumming for war, that's not God. God didn't ask you to go and fight war. See people drumming for wars, and they are not sent by God. They are agents of Satan. Satan, John 10:10, Satan came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. So we come against those evil spirits, those blood-sucking demons, spirits of untimely death, spirit that goes around snatching people's lives through walls and the instructions of nations and people, we bound you, we rebuke you, we cast you away, we pull down your strongholds, we render you impotent. By the blood of Jesus, we send you packing. Get out of those nations. Get out of those presidents. Get out of the world leaders. Get out. Go in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the devil. We say peace on earth and joy to every family and homes. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Yes, we welcome the woman of God, Pastor Evangelist Vanessa Ali. She's going to share some songs and some word of God, whatever God lay in her heart. Pastor Ali, over to you.
Praise the Lord. God is good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I apologize for coming on late. I had some things I had to get done, and so I apologize to get on the call later today. But God is good. He's an on-time God. He's an on-time God, and we just give him praise. We give him glory.
Yeah.
We give him honor. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad. You know, it's important how you start your day. You know, people sometimes focus on their issues and how big their issues are instead of focusing on how big our God is. And so we serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. So I just want to worship the Lord with this song. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. You know the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, this is a day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice. And be glad in it. Oh, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has. Well, I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. And I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. And I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. And I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Oh, he has made me glad. He has made me glad. And I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. And I will rejoice for you. Hallelujah. This is Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Almighty God, I worship. worship you, Almighty God. There is none
like you.
I worship you,
all
friends. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none
like you.
No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search throughout eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you. You are awesome in this place, Mighty God. You are awesome in this place, our Father. You are worthy of all praise. To you are praise. You are awesome in this place, Mighty God. You are awesome in this place, Mighty God. Hallelujah. You are awesome in this place. Thank you, Lord. You are worthy of all praise. To you our hearts we raise. You are awesome in this place, Mighty God. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus in this place. Hallelujah. We feel your presence, oh God. Yes, my soul does burn within me. I feel Jesus in this place. Just worship the Lord. Just worship.
Oh, yes.
We feel the presence of the Lord. I feel
Jesus.
I feel Jesus. I feel Jesus in this place. Yes, my soul does burn within me. I feel Jesus in this place. Fill my cup, Lord. Fill it up. our cups today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Fill our cups, Lord. Fill our cups in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Fill my cup. Fill it up. Fill our cups. Fill it up, oh God. Let it overflow that we can touch other people's lives, oh God. Because I'm hungry for you. I'm hungry for you. I need your touch and fill us up. We need your presence. Hallelujah. Fill our cups, Lord. Fill it up, oh God, and let it overflow that we can touch other people's lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Because we're hungry. We're hungry for you. We're hungry for you. You said those that seek you diligently would find you. You said that if we draw close to you, Lord, you would draw close to us in the name of Jesus. So we just come today, drawing to close to you, Lord, and just invoking your presence, oh God. We need your presence. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome
in
this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. 'Cause I'm hungry for you. I'm hungry for you. I need your touch to seek your face. I need your presence. We're hungry for you. We're hungry for you. We need your touch to seek your face. Hallelujah, Lord. We need your presence. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You're welcome in this place today, oh God. We invoke your presence right now as we lift you up. You said, if I would be lifted up, you would draw all men unto yourself, Father. You said that you inhabit the praises of your people. So just come and dwell within us today. Dwell among us today, oh God, as we seek your face. We need your, hallelujah. We need your presence. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We worship you in the beauty of holiness. There is none like you. There's none like thee, O God. We just continue to lift you up. No one else. There's no one else in this whole world, not our mother, our father, our sister, our brothers, our husbands, our wives. None of us. No one else. No one else can do what you do, Lord. There's only one God. You are the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And besides you, there is no other God. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search throughout eternity, Lord, and find there like you. Oh, draw me, Lord. Oh, draw me, Lord, and I'll run after you. Oh, draw me, Lord. Oh, draw me, Lord, and I'll run after you, and I'll run after you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We worship you. We bless your holy name. We magnify you, O God. There is none like thee, Father God. You are the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the first and the last. You are the great high priest. You are the Lord. God. You are the chief cornerstone. Hallelujah. You are the life of the tribe of Judah. You are the rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just praise you, Father, just because of who you are, Lord. We lift you up and we magnify your holy and your righteous name. There is none like thee, O God. Hallelujah. As we thank you, Jesus, as we lift up holy hands in your presence, saying thank you. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, because you know God has been so good to us. He woke us up this morning. He started us on our way. He gave us a mind to think. He gave us eyes to see. He gave us ears to hear. He gave us mouth to talk. He gave us legs to walk. Glory to God. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. Just think of all the things that God has done for you. And just say, I just want to thank you, Lord, because God has picked out a double thunder, smiled on me. He has set me free. Come on, Lord. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Thank you, Lord. That's my testimony, that God is a good God and he's been good to all of us. And we just ought to praise him and thank him. For his mercies are new every morning, and his compassions, they never fail. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. God is a good God. He's an awesome God. And when we just seek him with all of our heart, the Bible says we'll find him if we seek him with all of our heart. God wants you to earnestly seek him. Like a deer pants for the water, so my soul pants after thee, O God. And that's how bad God wants us to seek him. Like you need water. If you're thirsty, and you just nothing else satisfies, the Kool-Aid or the soda or the pop, the Coke or the milk or juice, it won't satisfy. Just that glass of water will just satisfy your thirst. And that's the way it is with Jesus. Everything that you're doing and trying to do will never satisfy you, but only Jesus will satisfy. As he told the woman at the well, I'm going to give you water where you won't thirst again. Glory to God. And so God has water for us that we won't thirst again, because when we find Jesus, we find everything. Everything that we need is in him that we live, and it's in him that we breathe, and it's in him that we have our very being. Everything that we are, need, and will be is in Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just give God the glory. We give God the praise, and we give God the honor for great and mighty things that he's going to do in 2022 that we know not. And we're not going to fret. We're not going to be afraid, because perfect love casts out all fear, and we know that God loves us. And so we just want to keep continuing to lift God up and to put him first, and God will take care of everything else. Because he said, if you put me first, all these other things will be added. So we just continue to put God first. God is not going to come in second place. He's not going to come in third. He wants to be first. Kingdom of God first. He said, love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. God doesn't want you to put anything before him. Have no other gods before him. I don't care what that God is that you are raising up and lifting up, but God is God, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God who created the heavens and the earth. He is God, and there's no one else besides him. And we lift him up, and we magnify him. Glory to God today. And so we just thank Bishop Barakora for having the service on Saturday. People can stop from their busy schedules and serve and worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness on one accord. We have so many things to do, but we ought to stop and say, thank you, Lord. We ought to stop and give God time. We have time for everything. We make time. Everybody has 24 hours in the day. It's what you do with those 24 hours that matter. You have the same 24 hours that I have, but what are you doing with your 24 hours? Are you putting God somewhere in that? Are you putting God somewhere in your day? Are you putting him first? Are you putting him at the end? You put him in the middle, but he wants to be first. Seek him with all your heart. Glory to God, because these are the last days. And the Bible says that there are going to be wars and rumors of wars. And we can see, as we look at the television, we see all these wars is going to be breaking out soon with Ukraine and Russia. And God, he'd already told us that these things are going to happen. He told us in the Word that there are going to be wars and rumors of wars. But our job is to continue to pray and seek the face of God. No matter what, he said, pray for those who are in leadership over you, that we may live in peace, oh God. So our job as Christians is to fall on our knees and lift our hands to the Lord, God Almighty, and say, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, oh Lord. The Bible says, make my people who are called by my name. Who are the people that's called by his name? We are the Christians. We are called by his name. If we would humble ourselves, turn from our wicked ways and seek his face, then he says he would hear from heaven. He will forgive our sins, glory to God, and heal our land, Lord. And we just thank you, Father, for healing in this country, healing in the nations of Russia and Ukraine and all these other countries, Lord. We lift them up to you in the name of Jesus according to your word. We're praying, Father, for your peace in the name of Jesus. No one can do anything without you, Father. You said without you we can do nothing. And we just lift up these nations, oh God, that's going back and forth and back and forth in chaos, Lord. Because you're not a God of confusion. And I just thank you right now, Father, as we pray, you hear our prayer. For you said the prayers of a righteous person availeth much. You said one could put 1,000 and two could put 10,000 to flight. So we just give you the glory and praise and honor today as we lift up these nations as anticipating fighting against each other, Lord. I just pray and I ask for your peace. Intervene, oh God, in the name of Jesus, according to your word. Amen and amen. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm just going to turn it back over to Bishop Barakora and as he, you know, do as you please. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Father, Lord, I'm dying to my spirit. Hallelujah, Father, Lord, I'm
trying. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, that was a good one. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You,
Hallelujah.
Yeah. When the good people keep quiet, the evil people came up and they took over. The reason we Christians are talking now is we are encouraging peace and joy and love among our nation. The First World War came because people were trying to overshadow each other. This country wants to overshadow the other country. The other country wants to overshadow the other country. And there was so much conflict and confrontation until the whole world was plunged into First World War that killed so many people and destruction of lives and property. And then after that, for some years, there was some peace. There was some peace until Adolf Hitler drummed for a Second World War and plunged the whole world into a Second World War that also destroyed a lot of lives and property and so on and so forth. Now, they are drumming for a Third World War. That's what they are trying to bring up. But Jesus said, peace on earth, peace to the whole world, peace. Yes. God is not interested in the killing of people and in destruction of lives and property. God is not interested. Righteousness exalts the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.
Amen.
God loves you. You need to love your neighbor as yourself. Don't go and take somebody else's country. Don't go and take somebody else's property. Those who do things like this, they don't end well. Pharaoh came against the Jews and made them slaves, and enslaved them and punished them for many years until God brought deliverance to Israel and brought them to the land of promise. There is too much oppression. There is too much suppression. There is too much dictatorship. There are so many things going on. All these are not the spirit of God. You know, racism all over the place, and tribalism, and terrorism, and the kidnapping of people. And all these are evil works of the devil. And if we don't campaign for these things to stop, the devil is going to have his way. Today, as a servant of the Most High God under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, I command that there should be a stop to all this evil going on around the world. Jesus said, peace be still. Jesus said, I give you peace. Jesus said, there is peace on earth and love and unity and oneness and singleness of heart. We have too much to deal with. The coronavirus is still there. We haven't finished with that. Delta variant came, and then Omicron came. We are still trying to come, you know, to handle those things. Before we know it, some people are drumming for war, and now they are recruiting soldiers to go to war again and die and kill themselves. These are husbands, these are families, these are fathers and parents. They are now going over there now to be shot dead, to be killed by bombs and missiles and all these things. You know, God said, thou shalt not kill. Exodus chapter 20, verse 13, thou shalt not kill. God didn't create you to fight war. God didn't create us to fight war. We must repent. We must repent. Everybody must repent. China, you got to repent. Russia, You got to repent of this evil. Don't drag the whole world into a third world war. Please don't do that. You are destroying life and property. When you do those things, you are violating the laws of God. God said, thou shalt not kill. Why will you, you know, make room for people to go and die for nothing's sake? Shedding of blood for nothing's sake. You got to repent of those evil. You need to turn away from those wicked ways and embrace God and love people and love families and love. And these words are in various forms. You know, James chapter 4, verses 1 to 8, it says, from whence comes wars and fightings and killings and destruction? It comes from your own greed and selfishness, your own wayward ways of thinking, hatred. You don't have love. If you have love, you wouldn't think of people going to die. If you have love, you will not think of all those money you are going to spend buying tanks and making bombs, manufacturing hydrogen bombs, nitrogen bombs, you know, jet fighters and bomb fighters, all those millions and billions of dollars. Why don't you people use it to help the poor people? Why don't you help your nations and help your countries and help the people of your nation? You want to go and plunge all that money because it's very expensive to fight wars. I remember the Gulf War, Operation Desert Storm. It was millions and billions and billions of dollars that they had to spend just to fight those wars. And then other wars are not coming. And then billions upon billions upon billions upon billions upon billions of pounds sterling and dollars, all these are going to go into killing of human beings and destruction of life and property. God is not in it. God is not in it. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach. So any people, you got to repent and come from your evil ways and seek the Lord God Almighty. You know, and even at family levels, there are wars. Even at family levels, you know, the gender strife, you know, the gender strife is another form of war. Women trying to dominate. Women want to rule. They want to be authority in their home. They want to be the authority. That's not what God said. God said it shall be a helpmeet to your husband. You know, they should be a helpmeet. God wants you to be a helpmeet. You know, the book of Genesis chapter 1, 2, 3, when God created Adam and Eve, he created them male and female to companionship and help your husband, help your wife, love your husband. There should be love in the home, in the family. There should be no strife, gender strife. It's another form of war in the family. And you go around, it's all divorces all over the place. These are kind of various kind of wars. And the children are becoming wayward because children are caught up in all these things. And children, instead of giving their life to Jesus Christ, they are fighting and killing and shooting because the homes are broken, the families are broken. And so there's no peace. You know, we need to come out of all these things. We need to love one another. Love is what it's all about. No, if people love themselves, they won't be fighting wars. You know, it's about forgiveness. It's about not allowing the spirit of hate to be in your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you love your neighbor, you will not go and deprive him or her, depriving people of what is meant for them, taking over their land. Look at Nigeria, for instance. Nigeria, they the southern Nigeria, where the oil came from, the northerners, they want to claim southern Nigeria as their own. Whereas southern Nigeria belongs to the southerners, the southern Nigeria, they own their land and their property and everything, and even the oil there. But northern Nigeria, they want to come to the south and take everything away from them, take the oil, take all the everything away, even the land. You know, the land of Nigeria now, the Fulani, they are bringing cattle rearers to occupy those lands, and they are eating up the plants and the vegetation. And now the people can't go to farm again because the Fulani people, they claim to own Nigeria. They claim to be the owners of the nation. And they try to occupy the whole of the southern Nigeria, depriving southerners of their land. And all these things, they bring wars and fighting. It shouldn't be so. You need to mind your own. You got to belong where you are. You can't go and take over other people's land, take over other people's property, take over other nations, take over other people's wealth, and divert it to your own. God does not pray that way. That's greed. That's selfishness. You know, depriving people of what belongs to them. That's oppression, dictatorship. God is very angry with those things. God is not mocked. Whatever seed is sown, it's what you shall reap. When you sow wickedness, you get wickedness. You sow evil, you get evil. And people who do things like these, they don't end well. They too are in trouble. Saddam Hussein, he went to take over Kuwait. Kuwait is not your own. Kuwait belongs to the people of Kuwait. And then you want to go there and take over that land. That's not going to happen. And plunge the whole world into war. And at the end of it, Saddam Hussein he died by electrocution. People who go that way, that is how they end. There is a way that seemeth right unto you, but the end thereof is destruction. That's the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. There is a way that seemeth right unto you, but the end is destruction. To you, it is all right. So take other people's land, take other people's nation, take other people's property, and deprive them of what belongs to them. So you is right, but it is the way of destruction. That's Proverbs chapter 14, verse 12. So God is speaking today. This message goes to the people of China and to the people of Russia. God is speaking to you all to repent and give your life to Jesus. Stop drumming for war. Stop fighting. Stop buying equipment of war. Stop turning the whole world into Stop plunging the world into another war. We don't need war. We need peace. Jesus came to give us peace. Why will you create wars? You know? You are going to recruit people to go and kill themselves and die in battlefields. You don't have to do that. You need to repent. God sent me to warn you. If you don't stop this evil and you continue to organize for wars and fighting and killing and wars, if you continue, you will regret. Oh, yes, you're going to regret because the whole thing is going to turn against you. And you will all regret of what you have done. So you need to repent of this evil. People of China and Russia, God is speaking to you all to repent and turn away from fighting wars and manufacturing war equipment and trying to go to war and planning for wars. You don't have to. You don't have to. That's the will of destruction. The devil came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give you life, and life more abundantly. Abundant life Jesus gave to us. So stop plunging the whole world into a third world war. We don't need it. We don't need it. We don't need it. Yes, God is speaking to you right now to turn away from your wicked ways so that you can have joy and peace. And I'm believing God, as you have heard the word of God, we're not going to keep quiet. We'll keep quiet and the devil go and have his way. The devil cannot have his way. And people who do these things, they don't end up well. Although they don't end up well. Adolf Hitler, he committed suicide. After he plunged the whole world into the Second World War, he committed suicide, killed himself. And the Bible says, whosoever committed suicide is cursed. The curse is everyone that died by hanging. You see how it ended very badly. You know, is that the way you want to follow? Those are the ways of destruction. The ways of destruction. Those are not the ways of God. Those are the ways of Satan. Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. And very few are finding it. Then Jesus said, broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many are going over there. I pray today that you will not go in the way, the broad way that leads to destruction. You need to follow the narrow way that leads to the kingdom of God. The narrow way that leads to heaven. The narrow way that takes you to the kingdom of God. That is the narrow way you should follow. Don't follow the broad way that leads to destruction of life and property. No, you don't have to. You know, blessed is the man. Blessed is the man whose God is the Lord. Whose God is the Lord. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the man whose God is the Lord. Jeremiah 17, verse 7. The blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. We need to trust in the Lord with all our hearts. To trust in the Lord. To have faith in God. So that you have eternal life. Eternal life is what we should be thinking about. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Over to you, Pastor. You have something to share, whatever.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just wanted to say that the people of God are not doing their job like they're supposed to. Because the Bible says the judgment will start in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
And that's something that we really need to be aware of, that judgment is going to start with us. Because believers, they don't know the truth. They don't know. But when we're Christians and we're studying the word, we know and we should do better. And it's time for us to step up to a new level. You know, God doesn't want us to sit there and drink. A baby can't drink milk all their life. When they get 20, 25, 30 years old, they can't still be drinking milk. It's time to eat solid food. And we can't keep sitting down doing nothing and expecting things to change. God has created me and he's created you. And he's created each and every one of us for a purpose. And we just need to seek the Lord as to what purpose we have in his kingdom. We're not here by accident. Nobody here, you know, people sometimes they say, oh, he's an accident or she's an accident. Well, there's not one person in this earth alive today that's an accident, because God doesn't create accidents. He's the creator, and everything is here for a reason and for a purpose. And that's what we need to know. What is our purpose so that we can get on our J-O-B and do what God has called us to do? You know, a lot of people, especially Christians, want to come to church and they want to sit down and be comfortable. They want to come and they want to hear a good sermon and they want to hear some nice songs, and then that's it. Then they go home to the next week and do nothing. But they always want to be had but never want to give. You know, if you keep eating, you're going to get sick. But you need to give out. It's time for us to give out. And how do we give out? We give out to the world. There's people out in the world that need our hands. They need our voices. They need our giftings that God has given us. And we just can't keep down on this. And, you know, we just want to sit and receive. You know, but you can't keep getting and be satisfied. Because the Bible says it's more blessed to give than it is to receive. So we need to start giving out so that God can replenish us. If you open your hands, you can receive and you can give back. But if you keep your hands closed, you can't do either. You can't receive or you can't give. But we need to open our hands to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. Send me. Here I am, Lord. Use me for your glory. Whatever you gifted me, Lord, I know that I'm able to do it because you created me with it. I came prepackaged. You know, when you get some accessories and things like that, they come with the tools inside. You know, they have a little plastic bag with the tools. So they come already ready. And we're already ready for the work of God. God has already prepackaged us. We are ready for the service of the Lord. Hallelujah. And now it's time for us to get out there and do. Because when you get a vacuum cleaner, you put everything together and you start using it to clean. We got to use our gift. You said go out and compel them to come in. Maybe it's singing. Maybe it's teaching. Whatever it is, but use it for the glory of God. Because God has gifted us. He's put us here for a purpose. And we need to be about our Father's business. That's what Jesus said. He said, didn't you know I would be in my Father's house? Didn't you know I'd be about my Father's business? Well, whose business are you about today? Are you about your own business or are you about your Father's business? Because your Father's business supersedes any business we may have. And I have a small business, but God's business supersedes my personal business. God is in control. He gave us what we have. All the things that we have is good. He said all good and perfect gifts comes from the Father above.
Yes.
So everything we have is good comes from God. Now we need to bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise will continue to be in our mouths. We need to bless the Lord and let God know that we're thankful for all that he's done for us. And stop sitting down, being complacent. Someone else, you know, a lot of times we're waiting for someone else to move when God says, no, I gave it to you. You do it. You're looking at somebody else. Why is this like this? Why is this like that? You know, you're looking at other people, but you need to look at what God has given you and your gifts and your talents and start using them and stop waiting on other people. Because if you wait on other people, you'll be waiting a long time. You got to just get out there by faith. By faith, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11, by faith, the first words of all the people in the Bible, Esther and Daniel and Joseph, they said, by faith, Abraham, by faith. It was all by faith. And we have to do the same thing by faith. We can do whatever God has called us to do. And we need to be about our Father's business first. Do the work of the Lord. And if we did what we were really supposed to do, everybody woke up out of their sleep and did what they were supposed to do, the whole world would look different and be different. But we're very complacent in the body of Christ. We're just sitting back waiting for someone else when God is waiting on us. And it's time for us to rise up, take a stand, and do something. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Give God praise and the glory.
Yes. Get up and do something.
Yes.
Rise up. That's what God wants us to do. Rise up. Glory to God. Yes. Rise up. Jesus.
Abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant life. Jesus gave to us. Abundant life, abundant life, abundant life Jesus gave to us. Jesus said, feed the fear. Today we say to every home, every family, every marriage, every ministry, every church, we say to every nation, feed the fear. Jesus is saying to the nations of the earth, feed the fear, receive peace, peace like a river, peace like an ocean, peace our homes and families and businesses and jobs, our children, our husbands, our wives, peace is still. Jesus is saying to every one of us, peace be still. Receive peace like a river. Receive peace like a lush.
Peace by the river.
Third world war. We don't need it at all. We need the peace of God. in the name of Jesus. God bless you all.
Jesus. God bless.
Jesus. Amen.
Jesus. Thank you. God bless.
Yeah.
God bless. Bye bye.
All right. Yeah. Amen. God joy like rivers of peace.